But now they heard from Thoas, son of Andraemon, bravest of the Aetolians, a tough man at spear-throwing and in close combat too. And few Achaeans bested him in assembly when the young vied in argument. "Bad luck," he cried, "this marvel that I see ahead. Hector escaped from death, he's on his feet. God knows each one of us had hoped and prayed he died from Ajax's blow. But no, some god protected him and saved him. This same Hector broke the strength of many a Danaan, and now he will again. Without some help from Zeus, who thunders in high heaven, he could not lead this charge so furiously. Come, then, everyone do as I advise. The rank and file will order to the rear, back to the ships. But we, who count ourselves as champions in the army, will stand fast. We may contain him if we face him first with ranked spears. Wild as he is, I think that in his heart he fears to mix with us." Assenting to this speech, they acted on it. Those with Ajax and Idomeneus, Teuthras, Meriones, the veteran Meges, formed for close-order combat, calling first-rate spearmen to face Hector and the Trojans. Meanwhile, the rank and file fell back upon the Achaean ships. All in a mass, with jutting spears, the Trojans came as Hector strode in command. Apollo, leading him, was cloaked in a white cloud, and held the shield of ominous storm cloud with its trailing fringe. The smith Hephaestus gave this shield to Zeus to carry and strike fear in men. Apollo handled it now as he led on the Trojans. All in a mass the Argive captains stood, and a sharp cry rose from both sides. Then arrows bounded from bowstrings, then from bold men's hands a rain of spears came. Some stuck fast in agile fighters' bodies. Many between the ranks fell short of the white flesh and stood a quiver, fixed in earth, still craving to be sated. As long as Phoebus held the shield of storm cloud motionless, from both sides missiles flew, men fell on both. But when he made it quake with lightning, staring Danaans in the face, and gave himself a deafening battle cry, he stunned them all and they forgot their valor. As when a pair of wild beasts in the dusk stampedes a herd of cows or a flock of sheep, by a sudden rush and no herdsman is near, so the Achaeans lost their nerve and panicked. Apollo sent the soul of rout among them, but glory to the Trojans and to Hector.